Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Mr. Sean Bodmer. Sean, how are you today, sir?
Pretty good, Greg. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on with me. Folks, so you know, I'm going to give you a little bit of Sean here for you. Sean is the co-author of the Reverse Deception book. He's one of four. It was a massive effort on our part, about, what, two-something years in the making, I think?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun back and forth, and the folks at McGraw-Hill were they're pulling their hair out, but we got everything together, and we got a great book together, I have to admit. We're going to have some of those in the junkyard here soon. They're coming in. We're going to get them signed, and Sean and I are going to sign all of them. And they're going to be available in the junkyard in the back part of the Mike Church store. So you can see them back there with other junkyard-related items. But Sean's written some other books, too. And I'm going to have him talk to you about that, the Hacking Exposed series, and as he gives a little bit of background about himself. I'm hesitant to give too much background about Sean because Sean will just start to make you melt down because of all the things he's done and all the things he's been involved in. So, buddy, I'm going to let you take it over here. Give the people a little background about you and tell us about, you know, the Hacking Exposed books that you co-authored too.
Oh, sure. So, of course, my name is Sean. I really all started for me when I was about 10 years old. My grandparents bought the first Apple IIe computer. That's where I started. There was a trade wars game, and I just got sick of losing to my next door neighbor, Kevin Strong, who's like a little bit few years older than I. And I just ended up taking messing around with the files of the game, and so I realized that I could alter things and actually create one of the planets to have more cargo and randomly generate more cargo. And so every time I visited the planet, I could launch myself farther than all the other guys playing on the BBS, Wildcat BBS. It was my first hack, and it was 12. It took me a couple of years to get it. That was 12 years old when I first got that. Then after that, I grew up in a very I was the minority in the area. I grew up in Prince George's County, Maryland, Forestville, Siouxland, Camp Springs area, all around the Andrews Air Force Base with my mother and my brothers, sister and I lived. My grandparents lived right in Upper Marlboro, which is a nicer area. But, in the areas I grew up in, I kind of had to stay inside. So, the violence and, I had a rough time. So I just hugged the computers, right? And I was a little chubby butterball. So, you've seen the pictures, Greg. And,
sure, sure. You thinned up pretty well.
Yeah, they used to joke about, basting my cheeks with, butter and throwing me in the oven. Yeah, it was all in good humor back then. So, I just excelled at computer security and just,
Yeah, it's all in good humor until your mom puts on the glove mitts.
That's right. That's right. So, at some point I got into high school and, I had a group of kids that, just didn't like the fact that I was AFJ ROTC instructor's son, a grandson. And my grandfather was a teacher at the school. So, students that he flunked made it harder on myself. So, bullied, whatever you want to call it. And I had a rough time in high school. So I ended up getting really upset one day, and I was preparing for my learner's permit, and I was just on the brand new Department of Motor Vehicles website in Maryland, and they had just gone up months before. And sure enough, I started thinking, what can I do to these kids, these bullies of mine? So I started playing with this. I got this genius idea after watching a war game. Thank you, Matthew Broderick, and other folks. But yeah, I saw that game and or the movie, and I'm thinking, well, what can I do? Can I do some stuff like this? And I'm sitting there at that website. It had just been up for a few months, and I viewed the source of the page, and sure enough, inside the source of the page was a password. It was a string, a single string, and I was wondering what it was. So I started playing around with it, and then I realized that it was a password of some sort. So I actually used that password to access that database, that online system, that gave me full access into the Maryland DMV system. It had only been up a few months, as I said. Essentially, you know, I suspended the driver's licenses. They had no idea that I did it, but all those six kids lost their licenses. And it was pretty funny, actually, to see all of them. They're all buddy-buddies. They all lost their licenses at the same time.